USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've seen this with a hurricane a couple of years ago called Floyd. We saw it last year with Matthew.
That's the mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, talking about the rainfall and flooding they're expecting from Hurricane Florence. Mayor Bill Sciaffo says,
"We've got a lot of concerns here with the flooding, with 40 inches of rain. I can tell you this community is not going to be able to take that. It's going to take us some time to get that water out of here."
Florence has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm, but forecasters say it's still packing dangerous winds and huge amounts of rainfall. Some parts of the Carolinas could get 40 inches or more between today and Tuesday. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is to vote today on whether to advance Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
In Bakersfield, California, six people are dead, including the gunman, after he shoots three victims at a trucking business late yesterday, including his wife, then goes to a house, shooting a couple there. Then he hijacked a car and then turned the gun on himself when confronted by a deputy. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says they've got a lot of evidence to sift through.
There's numerous crime scenes, 30 people, 30 witnesses that we have. We do have a body cam video from the officer that confronted the suspect.
Fire crews finally gaining some ground on a huge wildfire in Northern California, the Delta Fire, north of Redding. Yesterday, crews were able to push up containment from 5% to 15%. Macy's gearing up for the holidays already, saying it's expecting a very strong holiday shopping season this year. The retailer will be hiring 80,000 more workers to handle holiday sales. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
China says it welcomes an invitation from the United States for a new round of trade talks. The announcement hours ago coming as the Trump administration said it was moving to ramp up the trade war with more tariffs on another $200 billion worth of Chinese products. White House Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow saying yesterday that the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin had sent an invitation to senior Chinese officials. Now a Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman in Beijing tells reporters China has received the invitation, and the countries with the world's two biggest economies are now discussing the details. The U.S. House of Representatives is moving to make it illegal to eat dogs and cats in America. A bill the House passed yesterday outlaws the slaughter, transportation, sale, and possession of dogs and cats for consumption. Now, one of the sponsors, Florida Republican Vern Buchanan, says the bill is aimed at the 44 states that don't have specific laws making it illegal to eat dogs and cats. The other sponsor, Florida Democrat Alcee Hastings, says the House voted to unify animal cruelty laws nationwide. The only states where it's already illegal to eat dogs and cats are California, Georgia, Hawaii, Michigan, New York, and Virginia. This bill now heads to the U.S. Senate. Next time you head to the Internet, you can find us there at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.